Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In today's gospel lesson, Jesus famously makes a distinction, what is more generally called the distinction between church and state. And today we have inherited certain values and conclusions about it. On the one hand, Christians owe a duty to the state, to Caesar, to pay taxes, and to obey the law of the land. On the other hand, the state has no control or claim on your conscience. The state should not tell people what to believe or how they can seek to save themselves. Baptism gives you a clean conscience, and that's the job of the church. Both the church and the state are from God, but the state is the one who's given the sword to punish evil. The church has been given the keys to unlock the gates of heaven. Think of the example of Saint Peter. Peter confessed that Jesus was the Christ, and Jesus said, "Upon this rock I will build my church and will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven." That's the church. But when Jesus was arrested, Peter took the sword and cut off a soldier's ear. And Jesus said to Peter, "Put your sword back in its place. That's not your business." You see, the church is given the keys to heaven, but it's not given the sword of punishment. Likewise, Caesar is given the sword of punishment, but not the keys to heaven. Now, in the Middle Ages, this distinction was very confused. The church was presented as having the sword of punishment. So many people, branded as heretics, some rightly, some wrongly, were burned at the stake or executed in other ways. Now make no mistake, heresy is evil. Worshipping false gods is a wicked thing. But that doesn't mean such people deserve to die at the hands of men. False doctrine is bad. Unbelief is worse. But worse still is the idea that men on earth should decide when and whether to punish other men for what they profess to believe. This is the activity of Satan. And it was, of course, how the Jews got Pilate to give the go-ahead to crucify Jesus. Pilate, having the sword, as it were, was no saint. He was no God-fearer. But he was sensible in the sense that he knew the state shouldn't go around killing people simply for what they say they believe. And so he was rightly confused when they brought Jesus to him to be killed for what he said he believed. So what if he says he's the Son of God? He can say he's a Sam sandwich for all I care. It's no sensible reason to kill him. And yet it is the political reason that Jesus was killed for what he claimed to believe. The Pharisees send their disciples to try and entangle Jesus in his words. It's not because they want to preserve the truth, but because, as Scripture clearly teaches, they want to preserve their power. Purely political. They want to say, "This man believes this. We caught him. And anyone who believes such a thing deserves to die." That's why in Nazi Germany, the parting phrase was "Heil Hitler." It was a password. It was a way of making sure that everyone professed to believe the right thing, that Hitler was in charge and that the party was right. And if you refused these beliefs, you were worthy of execution. In the end, it didn't matter whether you believed Hitler should be saluted. It was a way to assert power over consciences. During this pandemic, these sort of passwords are being used. And the state has, in many ways, assumed the church's role of the keys. Now, I don't mean that they're forgiving sins on behalf of Jesus. But what I mean is that the state has not only mandated the use of masks in public places, which is its jurisdiction, it can do that. It can make laws and punish transgressors. But it has also set up a standard for allowing good people into heaven. Good people take this pandemic seriously. Bad people don't take it seriously. This might be true, but it sets up a situation for sinful human beings, but I repeat myself, for sinful human beings to bite and devour one another. Are you someone who takes it seriously or not? And so, like professional Pharisees, people wear their phylactery masks long to prove we take it seriously. Or they don't wear them in order to rebel against the Pharisees. All the while, we forget that mask wearing is neither commanded nor forbidden by God. And, as far as that goes, left to Christian freedom. Render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's. Caesar tells you to wear a mask or do something else like that, you should. Caesar says you don't have to at recess or when you're seated at a restaurant, then you don't have to. But don't let someone judge you, and don't judge others based on your attitude towards these things. Obey the government, but don't let the government legislate doctrine about good or bad people. And don't presume to preach about new moons or Sabbaths or distinctions in meats or mask wearing or other traditions of men. Would Jesus wear a mask? Yes, he would wear a mask where Caesar told him he had to. Render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. Maybe he would go 2 miles and wear it even when he didn't have to, in order to make sure others were safe. But he would also rebuke Pharisees who try and condemn people based on their own traditions of hand washing. And so this is something that you can do with God's word. And it's not twisting it or changing it. But it is bringing out and generally applying what Jesus is teaching here. So consider this. And the Pharisees went and plotted how to entangle him in his words. And they asked him, "Teacher, we know that you are true and teach all the ways of God truthfully. And you do not care about anyone's opinion, for you are not swayed by appearances. Tell us then, what do you think? Is it lawful to wear a mask or not?" But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, "Why put me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the mask for the mandate." And they brought him a mask. And he said to them, "Who is telling you to wear it?" And they said, "Caesar." Then he said to them, "Therefore, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." Obey Caesar. Give him your outward service. If he wants you to wear a mask, so be it. If he says you don't have to elsewhere, you don't have to. Only be careful not to let your judgment crowd out your love. Be careful not to judge your neighbor, for there is only one judge, and he is Lord of all. And he says not to judge your neighbor, but love him. But if Caesar tells you what doctrine you have to believe to get to heaven, to be a good person, know this: Caesar may speak God's word, but it's not God's word because Caesar speaks it. It's not God's word because the experts speak it. It's not God's word because you speak it or I speak it. It's God's word because Jesus speaks it. And he says, "You are made with the image and imprint of God, and your soul belongs to him. So render that. Render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, render your soul unto God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which passes our human understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.